In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are on the eve of this second Passion of the Lord, on the eve of Semana Santa of Holy Week. And so the Church reminds us all the more strongly of our need to be prepared for the persecution which is to come. We see this within our world in so many ways. We see that the persecution comes in so many different forms. But here, within this particular microcosm, which is the liturgical year, what our Lord desires to draw out of you and I is a supreme trust in Him, to see that He really is the Christ. We heard just a few days ago where the Pharisees said, tell us plainly who you are. Speak not to us in parables any longer. If you have something to say, reveal yourself to us. Behold, the ministry of Christ is a revelation of who He is. And He speaks in parables, as He says, that they may see and not recognize what it is that they see, that they may hear and yet not understand, so that they may continue along the path that they are among. We see this as well in so many of the miracles which happen in the life of the Church, where God does not ever bring such a miracle that is so great that all must be forced to believe in His name. But He always leaves it in such a way that the human person is free to doubt, free to allow oneself to be deceived, but He gives light to those who seek light. And this is the reason why our Lord speaks in these ways, sometimes so cryptic. For He knows that if He were to reveal Himself fully, then the human soul would be bound, and then in that binding, no longer be free. As St. Paul speaks about, He has come that He might set captives free. Well, that's Isaiah. And St. Paul says, He who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. It is for freedom that you are set free. No longer do you labor under the yoke of slavery, as He says in another place. So our Lord desires to reveal Himself to you and I, just in the same way in which He does here within these beautiful readings. The angel spoke, God the Father spoke, or was it thunder? Our Lord says these things happened not so that I would know what was going on, for, as He'll say in another place, He and the Father are one, united always, but it was rather for your sakes. Here in this Mass He comes as well, in simple forms of bread and wine, in order to perform a miracle which requires faith of you and I to partake in. In various moments, as we've discussed in previous sermons, that our Lord does pull back the veil and works a miracle. But why does He work all those miracles? He works the miracles of these Eucharistic miracles that happen so frequently, as it seems, throughout the history of the Church, always because someone is in grave abuse of the sacrament or in grave doubt of the sacrament. And our Lord does this in certain instances in order that an outpouring of faith may be elicited in that particular person, and as well for the Church larger that is at stake. But yet He always leaves it in such a way that if somebody wishes to believe that it is false, it can always be believed as false by those who wish not to see. Of such persons, it can be said, as the psalm that we recite weekly within the Divine Office speaks about the false gods, that they have eyes, but they cannot see, they have ears, but they cannot hear, they have nostrils, but they cannot smell, they have mouths, but they cannot taste or speak. So too of the person who decides to remain obdurate within their sin, obdurate within their doubt, despite the many miracles which the Lord brings. You and I have the grace of living post-Good Friday, post-resurrection, post the events of the Acts in this blessed time. But yet there is still room for you and I to give into doubt and to fear and to wonder at the times in which we experience, is God here? Is He paying attention? Is He looking down? Is He close to what it is that I am experiencing? The saying of old is true for you and I. Remember it and hold it close. It is said, Mano Domini, non abbreviata est. That is to say, the hand or the arm of the Lord has not been abbreviated or shortened. What God has done in the past, He is able to do even now. That His faithfulness, as the Psalms repeats over and over again, His mercy endures forever. So when we look about the things of times past, we look about what God has done through the lives of the saints, when we see the miracles that He has wrought within the Church, and even what He is doing here, the great difficulties which He overcomes and endures, you and I have all the more cause for hope. Because just as we see the miracles lauded upon the Church so often here within these particular instances within the Scriptures, as well as in the lives of the saints and of so many other places, those are things which we can say God does indeed work. Well, God works all the more within your life and within mine if we remain true and to trust in his name, even in the darkness of this time. The Lord calls us not to stumble around in darkness, but rather to pursue the light, to seek the light, and therefore being, we become children of that light, living in the light which Christ has, which is outshines the day, as the book of Apocalypse speaks. Just ask our Lord in these particular moments to give us courage to truly enter into this week of Passion, this Semana Santa, this Holy Week, this week which, from the perspective of those who lived it in the first person, didn't seem like a particular Holy Week, particularly at the end. But yet, in the perspective of grace, it is, as our Lord speaks in the Gospel of John so frequently, that now, as the hour has come for God, for the Son of Man, in order to be glorified. For it is in the suffering and the difficult and the hardship which is overcome by the divine power of God that his power is truly felt, that his glory is truly recognized. That was true 2,000 years ago, and the hand of the Lord has not grown any shorter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.